Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. This is John Williams.
Hi, John.
Sorry we got disconnected. I was trying to ring you, but you were not answering.
Yes, I've been just trying to get a couple of things out of the way, but I'm going to catch a bus in a few minutes, so...
Okay. So you are going to your house?
Yes.
Okay, but I need you for a moment because it is not completed yet, sir. Please try to understand. You just,
sorry?
I need you for a moment, just for 10 or 15 minutes, okay?
That's going to be too long, I think. Go on, make a start.
And
it's been enough time on this today.
Okay, I understand. Do you have internet? Internet is working in your house so that I can call you when you will be there?
It won't be working until tomorrow when NBN comes.
Okay, all right. Okay, just wait. Just hold on. All right, so your internet is not working in your house, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right. And from how long it is not working?
Well, at least Friday.
And you don't have mobile data? Like, suppose if I will call you in your mobile and your internet will work in your mobile data?
It should.
Sorry?
It should do that, yes.
Okay, all right. And have you got your Apple ID and password?
Yes, I found that.
So have you installed Anydex in your mobile or not?
It was installing just before you rang. I haven't looked again.
Just check it, please.
What does it look like? This hasn't come through, John. I'll put it at the end.
Check all your application.
Yeah. I'm not familiar what it looks like, so not much.
It is look like a red and white color icon.
Yeah. Right, here it is. Any desk, yeah?
You open that, please?
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yep.
Now you can see the ID number over there?
Yep.
Okay, now have a look on your computer, okay, where you can see the cursor is blinking. You just type that number in your computer.
When you go to join.
Yes, because as I told you, your computer right now, it is connected with our secure server. So by the help of this, we are going to check the security of your computer, mobile as well. So put that number in there. Have you done?
No, I'm working. Let me see if I can. Now in the computer, put that number.
Okay, do one thing. All right, do one thing. Go to the empty place. Leave it.
Oh, it's already on there, John.
Okay, all right.
It's already on what you did before.
Okay,
the number's there.
Okay, leave it. Leave it now. Go to the empty room. Leave it.
Yep. Alright, back to the empty room.
Okay, hold on. Now you will get a security warning. Give a click on I am aware and accept. I am aware and accept. Alright, trust.
I am aware and accept.
Yes. Have it done?
Yep.
Click on accept or start broadcast. What do you see?
I've got to go cancel. A warning sign flashing. I'm aware of the risks.
Click on I am aware and accept.
Yeah. All right, here it is. Yep.
Now what do you see?
I've got a screen broadcast, start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
Not doing anything. Screen broadcast.
It is got closed. Do it once again. What do you see right now?
Stop broadcast.
Click on stop.
Dark broadcast.
Now what do you see?
Screen broadcast and live broadcast and e-desk has stopped.
Okay. Now what do you see?
Still the same. Screen broadcast and e-desk. It says start broadcast.
Click on start. Now what do you see?
Red dot coming on with screen broadcast.
Close Anydex and reopen it once again. Close it and reopen it.
Go
to application. Go to application.
Back to Anydex, yep.
Now you will get a security warning again. Give a click on I am aware and accept. Why you are rejecting it? Don't reject it.
Because I won't do what you tell me to do.
No, don't reject anything, okay? Again, what do you see right now? Tell me.
It's the Android mode address.
Okay, again, I'm sending you a request. Don't touch anything. Let me know what comes up.
What comes up is two gray dots. I'm aware of the risk. Do not show this warning again.
Yeah, click on I am aware. And
take the box accept to come up.
Yeah, scroll up a little bit. You will get an option to accept. Got it?
No, I didn't like that.
What do you see?
Again,
you are rejecting it. Don't reject it, please.
No, I'm not trying to reject it, John. I'm trying to bloody make the things I accept.
Okay, hold on. What do you see right now?
Just your address number.
Again, I'm sending you a request. Let me know what comes up.
I've got a warning up the top.
Yeah,
information.
Yeah, give a click on I am aware. And below that, what do you see?
Cancel, and something, and then accept is in gray. I won't do anything.
Yeah, just wait. It will come up in green. Hold on. You need to wait.
Now it's up.
Yeah, click on that now, accept.
And it says, come to another screen. My number comes up, would you like to be your desk?
Yeah, click
accept.
On accept.
And it comes up with screen broadcast, any desk,
start
broadcast.
Start broadcast.
And then it says screen broadcast, goes to a red dot briefly.
Yeah, hold on.
Now it's coming for 7 seconds.
Hold on. Okay, now press the home button. Press the home button. Go to the home screen of your mobile. Just swipe your screen and go to the home screen.
Yep.
Okay. Now we have checked all your online activities, okay, like your shopping, email, and your banking apart from the Bendigo, okay? So you need to log in into your Bendigo.
There's the Bendigo Bank. In the Bendigo Bank.
Are you logged in?
Yes.
And you need to check in your Bendigo, like, is there any unknown transaction there or not?
Not looking at the balance sheet, is it not? Let me go back the last couple of times. Everything looks pretty normal for the last 2 weeks.
Okay, then just close it. Close it.
Is that all together?
Yes. Now, apart from this, online shopping and online banking, do you deal in crypto as well, like a Bitcoin and anything? Sorry?
No, not investing in crypto. No, I don't.
Okay, that's great. Okay. So, tomorrow morning, at what time you will be in your home?
Between 8 and 12 when NBN said that I are coming.
Sorry?
NBN are coming to check the system between 8 a.m. and 12 o'clock.
Yeah, so you will be at your home before 12?
Yeah, I'll be there until they leave.
Okay, so what I am going to do, sir, I will give you a call back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Okay.
Yep.
Why I need to give you a call back, because before the technician arrive at your home, okay, I need to check all the security which I have updated. It is started working or not. I need to check it. Why I need to check it? Because the security which we have updated, it is successfully updated today, all right? But the thing is that it will start working after 24 hours or between 15 to 24 hours, okay? It will start working, all right?
Yep.
So this is why I need to give you a call back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and I will check all the security is started working properly or not. And after that, the technician will arrive, okay, and he will do a checkup of your NBN. If our technician will find out that the problem is a minor one, then we don't have to replace your NBN. And if he will find out that the problem is a major one, we will replace your NBN, okay, your modem, all right? And for the replacement, you don't have to pay any single penny for that, all right?
Okay.
Okay. And also, you are not getting the proper speed of your internet because your internet line got corrupted by the hacker. So, its speed is also going to boost up. All right?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Just wait. I'm giving you, for your safety and security, I'm giving you some number. Write it down in a piece of paper, please.
I'll have to go back out of my quiet room.
Okay.
I'm getting plenty of exercise now. Thank you. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, I can hear a beep, like,
yeah,
somebody's calling you.
Yeah, just ignore.
Sorry? Okay. Okay, now write down your safety and security code. This is for you. 885500.
885500.
Yeah, this is for your safety and security, okay? Now,
yep.
let me remind you, okay? Like, nowadays, so many scams going on in our country. So many telemarketers calling our customer and selling unnecessary software to them, and they are taking money from our customer, okay? Every month or according to their product, okay? They are getting, like, they are charging.
And how does this number work?
Yeah, actually, if you will get any call regarding your computer problem, internet problem, or from Amazon or eBay, then how you will get to know that they are legitimate? Just simply ask them, what is my security code? If they will give you this code 885500, that means they are legitimate. You can talk to them. If they will not give you this code, simply hang up. Don't talk to them. Okay?
Yeah.
And right now, me and Sean Miller, we both are investigating your case. We are your investigation officers.
Yep.
Okay, So apart from we both of us, if you will get, I think the bank is calling you, authorize the payment. Call, answer it and authorize the payment.
Sorry, can't authorize.
Authorize the payment. I think this is the bank is calling you.
All right.
Answer it and authorize the payment.
Okay.
Oh my God, the call got disconnected. That is like a, that number was the bank number.
See, it's got a good memory.
No, I'm asking
calling
you.
Back. Yeah, well, you want to hang up and then.
No, leave it. I don't think so that the bank is calling you, because why I'm asking you, you know, the payment which you have made, it is not credited yet. So might be the bank will call you regarding that payment, that whether you made this payment or not, you need to authorize it, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Understood.
I'm not sure they are going to call you or not, but the payment which we have made, okay, it is not credited yet into that account, okay?
Yep, understand.
Yeah, now the thing is that right now, as I told you, we are your investigation officer, okay? So apart from me and Sean Miller, if you will get any call from anywhere regarding this investigation, don't talk to them. Because the hacker might be played some trick with your mind. They will call you and they will claim you. They are some issues going on and they are your investigation officers. So don't talk to them. Simply ask them what is my security code. If they will give you this code 885500, then talk to them. If they won't give you, don't talk to them. Because if you will talk to them, they will sneak inside your internet and computer again and they will break down the security. Okay?
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Now just wait, please. Please wait, okay?
Yep.
And when you be at your home, okay, basically what you do over the internet?
Well, I use it for remote access to the office computer system.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just the normal things you do in a home. We probably don't use the internet directly that much. It's always off our devices. I mean, so we don't use the computer that much. My wife likes shopping.
Okay. I don't know why the payment is not done yet, okay? Because it is almost 1.5 hours, right?
Yeah, well, it's just gone out of the account of my end.
And are you sure she said to you it will take 24 hours?
She said that either doing direct bank transfer or telegraphy would be the same, roughly the same outcome about this time tomorrow. So I just accepted that because you're insisting about telegraphy transfer or something like that.
Then I have to do something. I have to do something else, because if the hacker will, you know, basically these hackers do money laundering with your account regularly at midnight. Okay.
Yeah.
So if the hacker will see your transaction, okay, that you made a payment of 39,000, okay, and you got 40,000 from the Commonwealth head office, they will get suspicious why you got it. Am I right? Why we have transferred this money. Sorry?
I don't know how it all works.
Okay, let me tell you. As I told you, the hacker got the access of your online banking. They can check they can check it from their system, all your balance and transactions, okay? From their system, all right? Or might be, suppose you are using your computer, they can sneak inside it and they can check it, okay?
Yep.
So, if they will see that 40,000 you have received from our side, the head office Commonwealth, you have received it, and 39,000 you made a payment to them, then they will get suspicious. They will get to know that we are planning something to catch them. Correct?
Yeah, I've never had any experience in this job, so I don't know how it works. So
okay, it has already happened. Yeah, it is already happened with the other customer. So we have to play a trick with their mind, okay? We need to show something different to them. So So it will look like it is your own money and you have not received any money from anywhere. Okay, 40,000. We have to activate the fake statement in there just to divert the mind of the hacker. Okay? We have to activate the fake statement. How we will do that, I will let you know. Hold on. Let me activate first, then I will show you. All right, okay. You have got any email? Just check it, please.
Is this a net bank notification?
Yes. That means you got a call from them, okay? They called you.
Yeah.
Can you see the number? Hold on. Don't touch anything. That means for the authorization, they need to talk to you, okay?
Yes, I should ring that number.
Yeah, you need to call on that number and they might ask you that you made the payment. You need to tell them, yeah, I went to my branch and I made this payment. Okay, this is for the house renovation. And make sure, do not tell them anything about our investigation. They might ask you, have you got any phone call from anywhere? Somebody told you to make this payment. Simply tell them no. Okay?
Yeah.
So, are you going to make a call from your mobile or from the landline?
No.
Okay, all right. Just talk to them, okay? And once you're done, give me a call on my number, okay? You got my number, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, simply authorize the payment, okay? And don't tell anything about our investigation, okay?
All right, then.
I need to catch the bank employee as well. That's why I'm telling you not to disclose anything, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Good luck. I will wait for your call.
Come on.
Thank you.
All right.